Welcome to Federal Insights DoD Cloud, sponsored by Microsoft. Now, here's your host, Jared Serbu.
I'm Jared Serbu. Thanks for joining us. And on this week's edition of Federal Insights, it's now been a little over a year since the Army issued a highly prescriptive directive telling its commands and installations exactly which applications needed to move from which data centers had to be closed, and when. But it became clear pretty quickly that a lot of those applications just weren't ready to move. In many cases, their design was too antiquated to run in a modern cloud computing environment. One solution to that problem has been Altez, something of a hybrid between a traditional data center and a cloud environment the Army operates in Radford, Virginia. Aside from hosting some of those applications until their owners find final target environments for them, Altez also helps modernize them and handle cybersecurity and sustainment services, too. Our guest to talk about all this is Tim Hale, the director of Army Altez. And first of all, Tim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you doing this. I want to start off with just a little bit of background about Altez. I know the physical facility that you're located in has been around since really the start of the Cold War, and functioning in the data storage, data management business. Things have obviously evolved a lot since then, but particularly, I think, in just the last few years. Why don't you start us off just a little bit with just a little bit of a primer on what you see Altez's function and mission being as of the start of 2018?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Jared, for having me. And sure, yeah, Altez has been around since 1959. It's evolved, obviously, but it's mostly for the last 10 years or so been a on-premise brick-and-mortar data facility hosting a number of different Army applications. We're an Army organization, but we also host other branches and DoD customers as well. But although we're primarily known as a data center, we also do a full range of information technology solutions and services, everything from writing applications to modernizing applications and doing cybersecurity for them.
And of course, the Army is trying to get out of the data center business and close and consolidate. What makes Altez different than some of those that are at the moment being targeted for shutdown? I mean, what services, what attributes do you provide that are different from some of those that are seen as bad, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, sure. We're actually a lot different than most of the data centers that popped up over the years for the Army, literally hundreds of them at every different installation. We've always been a cloud entity, if you will, because we support customers all over the world. And we while most of them don't, they just support their internal customers on post, we support the entire Army and the Department of Defense. So while a lot of these were smaller data facilities, we're a full-up 40,000 square foot, fully operational data center right now. And on top of that, we provide all those other enterprise information technology services that you would look for from traditional industry partners.
Yeah, talk us through what some of those services are.
Yeah, some of them, like, for example, a lot of these Army application owners are being forced out of these older data centers, and their applications been running smoothly for years, but they have not been modernized at all. So they're not cloud ready. They're not within certain cybersecurity requirements. They just haven't been touched in years. Some of them are old code written on extinct software code, and they call us up and we take a look and do a full up detailed assessment of their application and give them a vulnerability report. And we go ahead and tell them if they don't have a system integrator that Altez government folks can also do that job and modernize them and seamlessly move them on to wherever their final hosting facility is, whether it be out in the commercial cloud or a enduring government data center.
And I know that you've also described Altez as the Army's cloud already. Talk me through that a little bit. How can you be both a cloud and a data center at the same time? What are the attributes of Altez that you see as cloud-like?
Yeah, sure. Well, and NIST defines what a cloud is for us. So there's not really any guesswork. And I like to tell people Altus was kind of like a cloud before there was a cloud, because we supported external customers, which was one of those attributes. And then there were different things like dynamically provisioning different customers per their load. We do it a little differently, and the federal government can't really fund on-demand usage the way some cloud service guys like to define that. But we actually have, we're 90% virtual, so we have shared resources going out to all the different customers, and we're really the only attribute that a traditional cloud industry commercial vendor provides that we don't is dynamic provisioning. In other words, customers can't really come and sit externally and provision up and down their enclave. They have to come see us first. And out in the industrial world, that is offered, but I don't see any government agency allowing that to happen.
Why is that?
It's a security problem about who you give permission and elevated permissions to get into your, behind your firewalls and up and upload and download different provisioning as far as the servers are concerned.
I see. And let me go back to something you mentioned a little bit ago, which is that the government can't really fund on-demand usage the way that the commercial providers do. In the case of Altus, what's the alternative? How do your customers, or how do you bill your customers, and how do you get to something close to on-demand cloud-like provisioning while living within sort of federal funding formulas?
Yeah, right. It's interesting because while we want to get to that, try to get to IT services almost like a utility. The government doesn't get funded that way. We, have monies and different fiscal laws that we have to adhere to, and we don't really get paid monthly, right? We get paid in chunks at the beginning of the fiscal year if we have a budget, but we don't get funded incrementally in order to do that, and especially, real time. So you could have something where you get to a point, and September 30th, you find out that you used only X amount of the resources that you paid for, and the guy goes, okay, we owe you $100,000 because you didn't use all the resources that we thought you were going to use, but it's expiring the next day. And that's just the way the federal government gets funded. So what we do is we take historic data and usage and then kind of average it out over the year.
So let's talk a bit about how Altus fits in with the overall Army data center consolidation plan. There was a memo that most people have seen by now from then Secretary Eric Fanning that was highly directive in telling individual commands and installations to shut down their data centers and move to new, as the Army calls it, target environments. Where does Altus fit in there? Because I believe your organization was specifically called out in the term modernization hub. That's what the Army wants you to be. What does that mean to you?
That's right. So, yeah, in that memo, Secretary Fanning was very direct and put dates on the calendar and said, you will be closed by this time. And Altus was not listed as an enduring data center, but we're the only one on the list that does not have a date, and there's some good reason for that. But and that's going to be re-looked at, and whether or not our mission evolves probably in the next 3 to 5 years. But the modernization mission is pretty unique in that, like I said earlier, a lot of these applications that are having to leave their traditional hosting facilities have not been touched in years. So they're in great need of modernization. So that's actually taking in and assessing the details of the codes, looking at vulnerabilities from a cybersecurity perspective. And then actually the plan right now for us is to do that detailed assessment. If they're in need of staging area or moving immediately, we can take that application and move it to Altus and then fix it, so modernize it, in other words, so that it is cloud ready. And then when they get, say, a contract approved facility to go to, say it's an off-prem commercial site, we seamlessly would move them at that point. And then there's another need on the other side of it with information technology services in what would the inherently governmental work of cybersecurity and some of the common services provided, like authorizations and authentications, and then also different managed services like continually updating and making sure that it's protected.
So it sounds like your role is both sort of a waypoint for customers who are trying to eventually get to the commercial cloud, and at least for now, a target environment for, on a semi-permanent basis, at least for some applications. Is that right? And is it more one than the other?
No, that's accurate. I've heard it called staging. I've heard it called hoteling. Waypoint, that's new, but that works too. I mean, we really are a good place for customers that are in need of some kind of temporary place to house something until they move on to a more permanent solution. And some of them, like we will probably always do some sort of hosting for a test and development customer where they're not actually in the production, but some of the stuff like cybersecurity, defensive cyber operations are looking towards our facility to be a test and development enclave so that they can continuously develop and continuously improve their application. So they're never really done with the application. So they would work on it here, and then they would send it off to wherever the production facility is. It's actually a up-and-coming thing right now that even industry is adapting. So this continuous development and continuous improvement. But I see that no matter what, how the consolidation falls out, that Altus will have some sort of data center-like mission, but it won't be the traditional brick-and-mortar hosting facility that it is now.
So that's interesting. Let's talk about that a bit. I mean, in your view, is it true that basically, I don't even want to say all, but some large number of applications that eventually do move into a commercial environment are going to need some ongoing sustainment on the government side that the mission owner may not necessarily want to be involved in and would like to outsource to another government entity? Does that question make sense?
No, yeah, that's a great point. That's exactly true. And there are a ton. I mean, we're talking anywhere between 10 and 20,000 application owners out there that are not resourced, or they don't have that subject matter expertise to do that kind of work. And they do want either an industry partner as a system integrator to do that work for them, or a place like Altus, a government agency doing a government-to-government business transition where we do take care of everything, cradle-to-grave enterprise services for them. And honestly, it doesn't matter where the data resides. It could be out in the commercial cloud. It could be an on-premise brick-and-mortar traditional data facility. But they're always in need of some sustainment, right, to keep modernized, to keep updated, and to keep within the compliance of the cybersecurity. One thing that's a given that it doesn't matter where the data sits. It's all going to have to be protected just like it is today.
And you used the magic words inherently governmental a few minutes ago, which suggests that you think that there's some of this that just probably is never going to be able to be outsourced to a commercial systems integrator. Can you give me some examples of what you think those inherently governmental sustainment things are going to be?
Yeah, actually, there's a memo out that was sent out by the DoD CIO G6 that specifically spells out what industry can do in the way of cybersecurity and what different things are inherently governmental. And like most things, they mostly fall on the side of industry can do a lot of this work. And whether or not they're postured or whether or not they want to do that work or assume that kind of risk is a business decision. I don't have that memo in front of me right now, but I think it's public and it's out there, and there's a chart in there, and it spells out exactly what is inherently governmental and what industry can do. And, you know, there's probably going to be a hybrid, some kind of business plan in the future that spells out and kind of works its way through as all these applications go out into the commercial world and we figure out what the government's going to do and what the industry is going to do. I mean, one of the things that's obvious is the monitoring of these applications. There's some of the cybersecurity service providers like up at NETCOM and DISA. ARL has one, and we are piloting a program right now to be able to do those services for both Amazon and Azure and then other commercial cloud providers as they mature also. So I can't give you specifically which ones, what's inherently governmental, but that memo is out there, and it spells it out for industry to take a look at and see if there's a business model in there for them to be had.
Tim Hale is the director of Army Altez. We'll come back and talk more about how his organization is helping to modernize the Army's applications and some of the possible enduring missions for Altez after those applications move on to commercial cloud environments or elsewhere. This is Federal Insights, sponsored by Microsoft, on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Servian.
Here's Lee Madden, General Manager, U.S. Department of Defense at Microsoft.
Today, events move faster than ever. Our military forces need the edge only technology can deliver. Microsoft Azure is the U.S. government-exclusive cloud built for mission speed. Microsoft brings powerful capabilities like analytics and AI to help the DoD turn data into insights and take immediate action. Microsoft data centers provide world-class security for the military's vital resources from the Pentagon to the tactical edge.
Visit azure.com/missioncloud.
Back on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM, this is Federal Insights, sponsored by Microsoft. As we get back to our conversation with Tim Hale, the director of Army Altez, one of the Army's premier data centers, also what he calls a full-service cloud staging area for applications that aren't quite ready to move to the commercial cloud. And Tim, let's talk about cost a little bit. I don't know if you guys have costed out, you know, what it would cost an Army customer to move to Altez versus what it would cost for them to go directly to the commercial cloud, and I suppose to some extent it's comparing apples and oranges if you're also providing some sustainment services that commercial industry can't. But can you give me some sense of what an Army customer could expect to pay compared to the commercial side and how competitive you are?
Yeah, sure. Actually, and you're right on. There's been a lot of work out there and cost modeling that is actually doing apples to oranges when they're looking at what Altez does, which is an enterprise IT service thing versus just storage and computing, which is what the commercial cloud guys are giving you. They are just giving you the infrastructure of, you know, compute and storage. And they say that for this much data and this much work, this is what you're going to pay per month. What is not being said is all the common services and managed services and cybersecurity that goes behind that these commercial cloud providers don't even really want to get in the business of doing. So we have kind of looked at the cost comparisons, and we actually looked across some of the commercial clouds, and we are almost dead even as far as just their compute and store thing of being able to provide those hosting services. It's not until you get into the ambiguity of what, you know, boutique services a customer needs. So it also depends on the size of the application and how much care and feeding it does need and sustainment. We've got some enterprise applications that they pay us $3-4 million a year to do all that work for, and we got some that we charge, you know, $5-10,000 just as a public-facing website that doesn't require very much services and very much maintenance.
Interesting. So we're always interested in anecdotes and success stories to the extent you can provide them. You don't necessarily have to mention specific customers, but can you give me a case study of some kind if you could, just to walk us through how a typical customer, to the extent there is a typical customer, would come to Altez and have their applications modernized and you know, successfully transplanted into this cloud, at least cloud-like environment.
Yeah, sure. We have a full up service level management division. We use the ITIL model where a customer calls us up. Sometimes they call us kind of late in the process and they need a lot of help because their facility might be closing or their platform's broke or something triggered something that this government customer needs help. And we would take a look at that and find out exactly what their requirements are, how big the application is that they're looking at, And then we do a detailed assessment of that application. And then I have a whole engineering shop that takes a look at it and starts building the actual virtualized environment specified, detailed for that customer. And then whether or not their requirement demands it or not, then we take over the entire life cycle of that application. And sometimes they might have an industry partner that does all the system integration work themselves. And once we actually take that, we assess it, we modernize it, or the system integrator modernize it, we bring it up online, and then either we or the application owner's industry partner, or in some cases they do have resources inside their own government, that then they take care of the sustainment part of it. So we've got a couple of things right now that are very hot that we have just gotten to, because people have kind of, you know, either dragged their feet or they just got kind of surprised, or they didn't have the funding, and then they got to a point where the application needed to leave a facility very quickly, and then we had to take a look at it and actually modernize it and then move it into our facility ASAP, because they didn't have any place else to go.
To that point, the Fanning memo that we discussed a few minutes ago really was about, okay, it's time to stop foot dragging, it's time to stop procrastinating, and thou shalt move. How much has your workload picked up since that memo was signed out?
We grew more last year than we ever have, actually. We grew about 20% from different customers that needed either a temporary or permanent facility. So when that memo came out, I think that a lot of folks had to do their own individual assessments, and they find out that while in the past a lot of stuff was core funded, so in other words, the Army was funding different application owners, and now it's on the application owner to actually modernize and move that application, and it has to come out of their own funds. And none of them were really postured to be able to do that. They, you know, POMs are 5-year cycles, and no one really palmed for that. So a lot of the application owners, and the reason that it's been a slow process so far, is just purely because of resourcing and having to actually provide the funds to do that work, the modernization and the move. It's not, a lot of people might say, you know, lift and shift, just take it out of that facility and put it over there. Well, that just doesn't work for 99% of the applications.
Let me circle back to some of the services you were just mentioning before we started talking about money, because some of them sound like they overlap a little bit with what in my head is the mission of AMBO, or the Army Application Modernization Business Office, I think, which is supposed to kind of advise mission owners on what they need to do to get their apps ready for a target environment, and then advise them on how to find a target environment. How do you mesh with AMBO? Do they at some point hand things off to you? Do you complement each other? How does that all work?
So, yeah, we complement each other. We're actually in the same organization. So AMBO and Altes work for the same GS-15 boss. We're in the same division of PEO EIS. And we do work together. They actually might be the first point of contact, and from an application owner that has to move, and they've got a application that's actually hosted at Altes that does a certain amount of assessment to whether or not they're cloud ready, and how much they give them maybe an IGCE of what it might cost to move to a commercial cloud. And then there's a enterprise contract actually in place that AMBO has that called Accent, that actually when customers are ready to move and get a contracted private cloud environment, they actually do the contract award for that. So there's like 80 applications right now out of the JSP, out of the Pentagon, that have to move. And AMBO went through the whole process of awarding them a company that's going to migrate them and then land them into the hosting environment. The winner in this case was Microsoft Azure. So there is a lot of work that we do together. And AMBO actually, most of the forces, they just stood up a new organization over in NETCOM, and they're going to use the Army Enterprise Service Desk to actually initiate a ticket for application owners that need to move, and then ECOSC reaches out to either an Altes or some other organization to actually help them along the process to move.
All right, Tim, and just to wrap us up, talk with me just a little bit about what you see Altez's near-term challenges, opportunities being. As you kind of indicated earlier, there's still some kind of question about what the organization's long-term role is going to be as the Army continues down this whole data center consolidation journey. But what do you know about the outlook as far as you can see it?
Yeah, that's a good point that, you know, our biggest challenge is really settling in on what our strategic long-term mission is going to be. While we might stop being a traditional brick and mortar hosting facility, we're not going anywhere. So, you know, I have close to 50 government civilians that work here in Radford, Virginia, and about 160 contractors, and they're going to be gainfully employed doing something, probably most likely some of the things that keep coming up that is pulling me in the certain direction is the cybersecurity services for the commercial cloud migrants, and then providing common services and managed services for those guys that do move. So we're going to be, if you will, a migration concierge. So if you're a government entity and you're looking for a home, you give us a call. We'll give you an estimate of what it's going to take to assess, move, fix, and then seamlessly move again to your final hosting facility, and then we'll provide you the different menu of services that we could provide if you need them while you're in whatever landing place you become. So, yeah, the big challenge is just getting to a certain point where it's my job, as I've only been here for 5 months, but it's my job to give my professionals a direction, and we are getting to that point right now where instead of getting pulled in 100 different directions, that I'm going to pick some strategic initiatives and we're going to go after those. But you know, the government and folks out in the government should know that Altez is here to help them if they need some migration assistance or they need modernization assistance with their applications. We are still the premier Army IT services in the government.
All right. That's a great place to leave it. Tim Hale, Director for Army Altez, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jared. Appreciate talking to you.
And Tim Hale is the Director of Army Altez in Radford, Virginia. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Federal Insights, sponsored by Microsoft. I'm Jared Serbu on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. For more on this discussion, visit federalnewsradio.com and search DoD Cloud.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights DoD Cloud, sponsored by Microsoft on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com, search DoD Cloud.